Anyway, so I finished up then going to Burma with the Royal West African Frontier Force. And I joined an artillery battery there. The artillery, by the way, in Burma was basically mortars and the odd 3.7 howitzer. And I met these Africans, and when I think about this, it's funny. I said to them, "You teach me to live in the bush, and I'll teach you to be good soldiers." How can a daft fella from far away say that? But it's true. And about 6 months later, I'm on parade. It's my turn, actually, on this particular day to muster the parade, the Mepikrim parade, that is. Muster the parade, and then when it's all ready, you report to the officer in charge. And so this African sergeant major made sure they're all dead there, and then he called the parade to attention to report to me. He didn't salute me. I had no rank. I was a bit of a maverick, that's why I had no rank. And I couldn't take instruction off people I had no respect for. And there were a few of those people in my mob. Straight from Sandhurst, they knew nothing, but they had to assert themselves. So I didn't get any rank at all. Anyway, I'm there, and this chap called the parade to attention, marks it up to me, and he gave me what I thought was a stick, a present. And not until years later did I realise they were making me a warrior. That's a stick. I came home, lent it to somebody, and they got used for firewood in 1947. Hey, yo!